podcast you're about to view covers sensitive topics. Parental discretion advised.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to another exciting episode of the Speak Truth broadcast. I've got Ashton here with me again today. And let me just say ahead of time that we are going to be dealing with a very sensitive topic, parental advisory here, I would say. We're going to be showing you a video and interacting with that video that was produced by Planned Parenthood. And this is a video on virginity that is being taught in many public schools across our nation. And so parents need to be aware of this, but also students need to hear the truth and truly how God defines sex and virginity and how God sees it. And so so just know that there will be some graphic language in this video. No cursing or swearing, anything like that, but biological language. With that being said, we're going to go ahead and start the video now. We're going to be pausing it and interacting with it as it goes. And so if you would just be patient with us. And the reason we're doing this is because you need to know what's being taught in public schools. Not all public schools, but in many public schools across our nation. So here we go.
Virginity. What is it? And what's the big deal about losing it? Let me cut to the chase. Virginity is a completely made-up concept. It's a term that was created simply to control and shame people.
Okay, I'll just stop right there.
We didn't make it far.
But she says that virginity is a made-up concept that was created simply to control and shame people. Now, she doesn't come out and say this in the video, but I would suspect that when she says that virginity was created, well, created by who?
Yeah.
Well, she doesn't mean God.
Right.
She means probably religion, that the idea of virginity was birthed out of religion in order to control people and to shame people.
Right.
Which is not true.
Right.
Virginity is what, you know, God created sex.
Absolutely.
And so God is the one who determines what pure sex is.
Absolutely.
And what impure sex is.
Yeah.
God gave us sex to be enjoyed within the confines of marriage.
Yes.
Between a man and a woman in holy matrimony.
Yes.
And a monogamous relationship.
Yeah.
That's what the scripture teaches.
Mm-hmm.
It's not there to control. Well, it's not there to control people, but it does provide safe guardrails.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I mean, this lady here is saying, let's remove the guardrails.
Yes.
And give people freedom to have sex however they want.
However they choose.
Yeah. Yeah. That's why we have so many sexual diseases in our country too.
Yeah.
So.
And unplanned teen pregnancy. And then you just think about the ripples, right, of people having sex with whoever, right? God created marriage, designed marriage between one man, one woman for one lifetime, and it cements them together.
Well, yeah, and like that, but think about what she's saying. She's saying that it was created simply to control.
Mm.
And we're saying, no, that God honors virginity by giving us guardrails. But hey, if you want to listen to her and you want to move the guardrails, then go ahead and plan on herpes and gonorrhea and possibly AIDS and unplanned pregnancy unhealthy attachments to people that you are not intended to have a relationship with.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, the list goes on and on.
Well, and I just want to piggyback on that too. By their definition, having sex with whoever, that is miserable, where God's design is enjoyable.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
These guardrails that God's given make sex enjoyable.
Yeah, and so let me say this. If we understand sex and virginity as God created it,
yes,
then we come to the reality that every person who is created is to remain a virgin until they are married.
Yeah.
Because God gave sex to marriage, and it is to be carried out in a marriage relationship, monogamous marital relationship between a man and a woman. Now, that's safe. That's how you protect society.
Yeah.
That's how you truly enjoy sex.
Absolutely.
You know, anyway, let's go on.
Yeah.
Mainly women. Mm. A virgin is someone who's never had sex, but it's not as simple as it seems. For one thing, medically, virginity isn't a real thing.
Okay. She says that virginity is not a real thing. Well, God would disagree with her.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, I'm going to pull up, obviously it's important to God. We have the Virgin Mary,
one of the things that I was looking at as well is that's how God chose to, for the Savior of the world to be born, was through a virgin.
Yeah. And so obviously virginity is biblical.
Yeah.
Throughout the scripture.
Absolutely.
But also, not only is virginity commended, but also sex outside of marriage is condemned.
Yes, exactly.
And so here are some verses. It says, "Let the marriage bed be held in honor among all, and let the marriage bed be undefiled, for God will judge the sexually immoral and adulterer." That's Hebrews 13:4. And then 1 Corinthians 7, "Now concerning the matters about which you wrote, is it good? It is good for a man not to have sexual relations with a woman, but because of the temptation to sexual immorality, each man should have his own wife." Now listen to that.
Yeah.
That the Bible says, "Hey, listen, if you can remain single without burning with passion sexually, then remain single."
Yeah.
But if you can't live that way, if you can't control your sexual desires, then what's the answer? What does the Bible say?
Get married.
Get married.
Yeah.
It doesn't say lose your virginity to
whoever.
It doesn't. As a matter of fact, it says that you are not to have sex.
Exactly. Yep.
Outside of marriage.
Yes.
Because if you do have sex outside of marriage, you are committing sexual immorality.
Yes.
You are committing acts of fornication.
Yep.
Which is sin against a holy God.
Yes.
And so, again, this is indoctrination. You know, she's talking about control and shame. But this is a perfect example of wokeism seeking to indoctrinate.
Yep. It's hypocrisy.
Our children.
Yep.
They're calling what God has designed control and shame.
Yes.
If you want to feel shame, then step outside of God's design.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
If you want to expose, if you want to remove the hedge of protection, the sexual hedge of protection that comes with virginity, then go have sex outside of marriage.
Yeah.
And you'll feel shame and regret and used and and the same is true for men and women.
Yeah, that's one of the things I was going to point out is she makes a statement that virginity is only towards women, and God's design is that men and women remain sexually pure until they enter into marriage.
Yeah.
So the standard's not just for women.
Yeah.
That men are to be virgins until they are married as well.
I just think that 1 Corinthians 7 passage, he says, But because of the temptation to sexual immorality, which means what? You want to have sex.
Right.
So if that's your temptation, each man should have his own wife and each woman her own husband.
Yes.
So we clearly see that the will of God is for there to be sexual abstinence until you're married. Yeah. And so the Bible does, the Bible does hold virginity in very high regards.
Right.
Virginity says a lot about our commitment to God.
Yes.
And just how committed we are. So let me just warn you, this video is going to become more graphic at this point.
Yes.
And even more ridiculous.
Yeah.
And so let's carry on.
In some cultures, people place a lot of importance on the hymen, a thin, fleshy tissue located at the opening of your vagina, as a marker of virginity. But the status of your hymen doesn't actually mean anything. That's because having penis and vagina sex is not the only way a hymen can stretch open. It can happen by putting something in your vagina like a tampon.
Okay, I'm gonna stop.
Yep.
Is she really saying that if you use a tampon as a woman, that in a sense, you've lost your virginity?
Essentially, yes.
I mean, that is so dumb, I don't even know how to respond.
Well, and I just want to say, too, that this understanding of virginity through, you know, breaking the hymen, all this, that's not a biblical,
no,
like what we've just discussed.
Yeah.
That is a culture or a man-centered idea. So in the same sense, this definition that they are coming up with as they're going throughout this video, she says, well, this culture, you know, this idea of virginity, you know, all these things that have been created, that's not God's definition.
Well,
so she's making up her own, which is what she's saying is this other idea of virginity is ridiculous. You see what I'm saying? It's just, it's hypocritical. It doesn't make any sense, right?
Yeah. Well, what we have here is someone who's trying to justify all forms of sexual behavior.
Yes.
And
yes.
And lying, openly lying about virginity.
Yes.
And how God holds virginity.
Yes.
In high regard. As a matter of fact, the Book of Revelation even talks about. Talking about the purity of the people, it compares them to virgins in the Book of Revelation. And so God thinks a lot of virginity, and he created sex, of course, but to be celebrated within the confines of holy matrimony between a man and a woman. Sex is not when a woman is on her monthly cycle and uses a tampon to break her, you know, to penetrate through the hymen.
Yeah.
You know, we know what sex is.
Yes.
And sex is intercourse between, sexual intercourse between individuals, but it is more than just, you know, penis penetration.
Exactly. Yeah, that's a great point to bring up.
Yeah, it involves all forms of sexual, you know, you know, whether it be, these things are hard to talk about.
Yeah, and
but the reality,
those terms are going to be mentioned here in a minute.
Yeah, so we'll deal with them as they're mentioned.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's go.
A tampon or a finger, riding a bike or doing sports. So you can't tell if someone's had sex by the way their hymen looks or feels. Another reason the idea of virginity is complete nonsense is that sex means different things to different people. Generally speaking, society tends to define sex in a very narrow way: penetration, penis into vagina. But where does that definition leave queer people? Or folks who can't or don't have penis and vagina sex and choose to have oral, anal, or another type of sex?
Okay. I find it weird that they always use a peach to
yeah
to as a picture of
yeah That is
of homosexuality or
yeah,
anal penetration.
Yeah, yeah, that's a weird metaphor to try to use there.
Yeah. Probably should use something more disgusting.
Yeah, exactly.
But the reality is that she's saying we can't just say that sex is, you know, between penis and vagina, because that leaves people out who don't have penis and vagina sex. This is what she's saying. She says it leaves people out who want to have anal penetration or oral or other things.
Right.
So what she has defined here is not sex, it's sexual immorality.
Yes.
And there's a difference.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what students need to understand, is that there is a difference between pure sex that honors God and sexual immorality.
Right.
What she is defining here is sexual immorality, which is condemned by God, and really harms our society as a whole.
Yes.
Sex is, as we have been saying, sex is between a husband and wife, and that's why God created it. So,
and then so to your point, anything outside of that is sexual morality.
Yeah, anything outside of sex within the confines of marriage. And even in that, there's boundaries.
Yes, I would agree with that.
Yeah, but nevertheless, sex was created by God for a husband and wife.
Yes.
In marriage, and anything outside of that is sexual immorality and is condemned by God.
Yeah.
And so,
sex,
let's go on.
Instead, and not everyone's first sexual experience is consensual, meaning that they were forced or pressured into having sex. There is also a double standard on who carries the burden of virginity. Society puts pressure on men for not having sex at the exact same time they shame women for having it.
I can agree with that.
Yeah, and that's what I was saying earlier is, you know what, you're right. Society does have ridiculous double standards that are wrong.
Yeah.
That's why the biblical position is right.
Yeah, that's
that
right.
Men and women are to be sexually pure until they're married.
Yeah. And virginity was not created by man.
Right. Yeah.
Make it make sense. Either way, shame has no place in someone's personal decisions about sex.
Okay.
Here we go.
Shame has no place in someone's personal decisions about sex. Well, God would disagree with that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't have to look this up. We can just go right here.
Yeah.
I mean, Colossians. And hopefully there are some students who will listen to this. But hopefully they'll see that, you know, this is a lie.
Yeah.
So if we... Colossians 3, verse 5, put to death, therefore, what is earthly in you, sexual immorality, impurity, passion, evil desires, and covetousness, which is idolatry. On account of these things, the wrath of God is coming.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, she says there should be no shame in someone's personal decision to have sex however they want to. But the Word of God says, if you choose to have sex however you want to, other than how God has defined it,
mm-hmm.
then it is sexual immorality. It is impurity.
Yeah.
It is an evil desire.
Mm-hmm.
It is idolatry. And those who live this way and practice such a lifestyle are under the wrath of God.
Yeah.
You know what the Bible talks about being, the Bible talks about not causing one of the Lord's little ones to stumble. It'd be better if you had a millstone hung around your neck and thrown into the river and drowned.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's what the scripture says.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that about this person individually,
right.
But I am saying that she is causing people to stumble and and causing to the moral downgrade of our society.
I was going to just read Romans, just a real quick, Romans 13. Paul says in verse 13, "Let us walk properly as in the daytime, not in orgies, drunkenness, not in sexual immorality and sensuality, but put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the flesh to gratify its desires."
Yeah.
And I think that's just a powerful word that these sexually immoral desires are against God.
Yep.
And so there is, it is wrong, right? And it is sinful to practice these things.
I was going to look and see if I could find that passage in the book of Revelation. I'll find it in a minute. But anyway, let me look here. I think it's right here. "Then I looked, and behold, on Mount Zion stood the Lamb with 144,000 whose names his Father had written on their forehead." Look at verse 4.
"Yeah.
It is these who have not defiled themselves with women, for they are virgins. It is these who follow the Lamb wherever he goes. These have been redeemed from mankind as first fruits for God in the Lamb, and in their mouth no lie was found, and they are blameless." Mm. I would think that God thinks virginity is a pretty good thing.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, so let's listen to more.
Yeah, it's not shameful. Yeah. It's
beautiful. Honorable.
It's honorable.
Yeah, let's listen to some more nonsense. All right.
"It's time to throw away the notion of losing your virginity. What if instead of losing something, we reframe it as gaining?"
Yeah, instead of losing your virginity, you can gain herpes.
Yeah.
And gain, you know.
Yeah.
Or gain an unplanned pregnancy.
Yeah.
Or.
Yeah, I don't know what you're gaining.
Because the truth is, when we make our own decision to become sexually active, we aren't setting ourselves up to lose anything at all.
If you make your own decision to become sexually active, she says you're not losing anything. You could possibly lose your soul.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
If you choose to live in unrepentant sin,
yep.
You could lose your health.
Yes.
I mean, there's so many things. I mean, really?
Yeah.
I mean,
lose mentally and physically.
She ought to go with us to do street ministry.
Yes.
And see all the people who are homeless, and because of sexual addiction.
Yeah.
At all. We hope we are gaining things like intimacy, self-insight, pleasure, and empowerment. All of these myths around sex and virginity can be so hurtful and overwhelming.
All these myths about sex and virginity can be hurtful and overwhelming. Can I just say that obviously this woman doesn't know God.
Right.
Because if she did know God, she wouldn't be saying these things that she's saying. And one day she's going to stand before God along with the Antichrist system of Planned Parenthood and be judged.
Overwhelming. But here's the one truth you should remember. Sex is defined by one thing and one thing only. You.
That's the whole video.
Yeah, and that's secular humanism.
Yes.
You know, the idea that your human reason trumps.
Yes.
Human reason trumps the word of God.
Yep.
And
it's all truth is relative.
Yeah, so you are the one who determines what sex is.
Yep.
Can I just tell you that is a lie?
Yes.
And God, you are created in the image of God. And God is the one who defines sex, what appropriate sex is, and what appropriate sex is not. Any form of sex outside of a marital monogamous relationship between a man and a woman is sexual immorality.
Yes.
Period. Mm-hmm. Of course, people want to deny the existence of God. Of course, people want to deny the Bible as a final authority. Of course, people want to do that. Why? Because it gives them the freedom to live however they want. There's no accountability.
Yeah.
It's dangerous.
Yes.
Let's go ahead and finish up here.
Being fingered for the first time. Maybe it's having anal sex. Maybe it's having your...
Okay, I'm done. Yeah.
It's not going to get better.
No, I'm done. Yeah. Just know that everything that this woman is saying is not of God. Everything she is saying is contrary to the Word of God. Sex is a beautiful thing.
Yes.
Beautiful thing. when it is practiced the way it was intended. And so, you know, my words to kids is, you're going to hear all types of people come into your school and they're going to say all these different things about sex and all these things, but you have to be wise.
Yes.
And you have to be discerning. And I truly believe that that parents still have more influence on their children than the school system. Mm-hmm. And so parents, you have to teach your children the biblical view of sex and teach them what sexual immorality is. Mm-hmm. If you don't, the culture is going to teach them. Woke antichrist organizations like Planned Parenthood are going to teach them. It is dangerous. It is a lie from Satan, and we must be on guard. We must fight, and we must hold our public school systems, hold boards accountable.
Yes.
And make sure that this nonsense is not being taught in your area. So, again, until we meet again,
that's right.
Serve the King.